The debrief, May 14, 2024. What do you got, Malzy?
Oh, you love these nuggets. Schedule scuttlebutt. Hearing right now, can't confirm it yet, but hearing it's going to be the Steelers hosting Kansas City on Christmas Day. Oh, baby. Katie, bar the door. Hearing that it is likely to be, can't confirm it, but we are hearing scuttlebutt that it'll be the Steelers hosting the Chiefs on Christmas Day. Your thoughts if that in fact does come to pass, Donnie? My first thought, Cole in a lot of stockings here, wrapped by number 15.
So, Christmas being on a Wednesday this year, we knew that that threw some wrinkles into the NFL scheduling. And for the folks at home, I'm not sure how they'll do this because it seems like Netflix is going to be the winner in these streaming rights for those games. But obviously, if you're going to the game, that's not a concern. However, this also puts the Steelers in a spot where they would almost surely have to play either a Thursday night game before that
right.
or a Saturday game before
right.
that. There's no way that they would play
probably a Thursday game if you were a betting man, right?
Well,
probably.
I mean, there's going to be, what, two games on Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
So there's four teams that'll be involved, and all of those teams will have to either play on Thursday, meaning like the combination of those teams would have to play on Thursday or Saturday.
And it'll be too late in the season. Everyone's bye weeks will be done,
correct.
So you can't have that. What are the bye weeks supposed to be wrapped up by? 14, I think? It's always 13 or 14,
yeah,
I feel like, is the last
sounds
one.
Sounds about right.
Okay, so not going to have a bye week because it's going to be too late in the season. Yeah, I mean, your process of elimination, your logic here follows. So either way, you are going to be on some semblance of a short, unless it's Thursday, in which case you're getting a close to full week, but you have a chance that you're going to have to host Mahomes on a very short week.
It would
of
be
rest.
Ideal if they got a Thursday night before that.
You know that there's going to be, if there is a team that got the Saturday game prior to, like if there's a team that's on the shorter rest or whichever two teams have shorter rest, they're going to be mad.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine the Chiefs actually getting the Saturday to Wednesday turnaround? The Steelers get Thursday to Wednesday, and they still get beat, like just get absolutely smoked.
I mean, that's probably the smarter thing for the
league
to do because
like
you
what
know
to
how
ensure
good
a
Chiefs
yeah
are.
To ensure a competitive game, give them a straightaway competitive disadvantage. But the league doesn't care about that. They want the Chiefs to be dynastic because dynasties are good.
But where it gets difficult is that they have to find the right combination for that Christmas for those Christmas games for all of those teams to actually play each other on the schedule so that you can play them against
right.
each other either on Thursday
right.
or on Saturday.
Correct. What a mess.
And then you have to think what happens. Well, I guess they'd get that extra break for that next
you'd
week.
Get a,
which is
you'd
nice.
Get the long break turning around,
yeah.
but you still would. No one ever just thinks about the long break in the moment. They're always pissed off that they've got to play right away. Initial messages from Steelers fans: NFL sure does know how to ruin Christmas. Just what we need: more Mahomes, Kelce, and Swift on Christmas Day, and an ass kicking to boot. I must confess, that is my first thought. That is my first thought.
I mean, the brand you put out there.
Now, hold on. Fake John and Robinson, I like to interject into these because you know he's done some thinking. He says basically Steelers at Washington the Thursday before Christmas week.
Do we already know that they're involved in the other?
I'm going to guess they have to be. I got this from somebody. I got a message about this. I have not seen any guarantee that Washington's in it. If he's seeing that, I might be missing it somewhere.
Like, did he give a reasoning behind that?
No, unless he thinks that like it's likely that they want Washington on Christmas as well to showcase the new ownership, but they're not. Well, they'd also be showcasing Jaden Daniels,
right,
which is why they have a lot more juice. And you know what? Here's what I could see. Unless Fake John, at which point he'll text me if he's got this somewhere else. But I could see that the league, from their perspective, would want Washington to be showcased on Christmas because of all that that franchise has gone through under the stewardship of Dan Snyder. Don't you think the NFL would love, with their sparkly, shiny new quarterback that they drafted 2 overall, that the NFL would love for them to, and their new ownership group, look, here, we're fixing Washington. Look, isn't this great? Like, that would be my sense as to why you'd want them on Christmas. Steelers and Chiefs are your... You could also have an A game on Christmas and the B game. And the Steelers-Chiefs, just for the Steelers brand and the Chiefs being what they are, would be your A game pretty much bar none.
In yeah, two I mean, markets, almost anything with Mahomes, and then you have the brand of the Steelers.
Also, in two markets where you are going to get just a disgusting TV number. Like, you might get, not, what are the usual, what are the craziest ones? Like, ones in the 60s and 70s or whatever. You'd get, like, that kind of crazy number.
Yeah, and there's also, like I said, I don't think it's been confirmed yet, but the Netflix deal that apparently is going to air the games on Christmas, you're going to hear the people complaining if they have to have Netflix, if they don't have it already, which...
Correct.
I mean, that's got to be the streaming service more than pretty much anything that everybody has.
Clarification from Fake John. He just thinks it would be a typical crap Thursday game, and Washington was the crappiest team he thought of. That was what he's told. He just said, no, I'm not putting a Washington on Christmas seed in there. I just think that they might be a crap matchup that no one wants to watch. So the exact opposite of the hypothesis.
We were giving him all this credit.
No, I mean, his theory isn't bad. I mean, I also think that the theory we immediately shoehorned in to try to fit this might make sense. Are you following this nerding on NFL guy, the schedule update guy who's charting it?
I follow him every year, and I put my updates on for him. He's normally pretty on.
So he doesn't have anything updated yet. His grid. Oh, wait, hold on. He's got the... I'm looking at the picture. I'm not looking... Oh, yeah, okay. He's got KC on Christmas. Yep. No, wait a minute. Yeah, week 17, 12-29 week would be the Christmas week, though. So he's got, like, the Sundays put in, right? So if you're playing that week, it would be Steelers-Chiefs 12-25 in theory.
Well, yeah, and he also quote-tweeted...
Oh, he goes
Pony's
8 leagues.
Tweet.
Oh, he quote... See, here's the problem. I had it, but we were doing an auction house, and I was ready to tweet it, and Pony on vacation beat me to the punch. But it's probably better. No one would have seen it. I tweeted it first. All right. Kansas City Christmas Day. For the record, I don't like it because I like to be happy on Christmas, and they're likely going to get their teeth kicked in like they always do by Mahomes.